In our second reading from Paul to the Colossians, he is encouraging his readers and encouraging us to put aside the old self and to put on the new self. He has a few reminders here that are stark reminders. He says, "You have died. You have been raised with Christ." In another passage, Paul says, "If we've been united with Jesus in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with a resurrection like his." So there's this reminder that we have been united in Christ's death and resurrection. But that's not enough. Because Paul says, put to death the old self. Put to death all the earthly things. The earthly things being those things that draw us away from God and loving God and drawing us away from loving one another. Put those things to death. He says, get rid of such things. And then he has this very vivid image of stripping off the old self like a filthy garment. Just rip it off, take it off, and throw it away. On the positive side, Paul says, clothe yourselves with the new self. Put on that new nature, that new identity that we have in Jesus Christ. Shortly after World War II in Japan, they were finding that many soldiers, when they would return home to Japan after the war, were doing a lot of self-harm to themselves. They weren't integrating back into society very well. And they realized that they had to do something about it. And the greatest success came from those villages and those communities that developed what they called the dispatch of the loyal soldier. They created rituals where soldiers were encouraged to have a burial of their uniform or their weapons and have a ritual where they just laid it aside. The Japanese citizens thanked the soldiers for their service. They told them that they didn't need to be in disgrace, that they'd served their country well, but now they needed them to return to Japan as fruitful and productive citizens of this new country that they were about to build. We had a similar thing happen after the Vietnam War when soldiers returned back to the United States, who also, many of whom, returned in disgrace to a culture that was divided on the war. And so our government and our communities also tried to find ways through the GI Bill, through the Veterans Affairs and other such things to help reorient these soldiers to become faithful, not only from being faithful soldiers, but being faithful citizens now of the United States upon their return. So this is not pretending. This call that we have to lay aside the old self, our old identities. Paul reminds us it's rooted in a reality. Again, that we've been united in a death like Jesus, that we've been united in his burial, and so we are united in a resurrection like his. So that when we view Jesus on a cross, we see on that cross what we have also laid aside and also what has been put to death in ourselves, and that we see in the triumph over the grave in the resurrection, the raising of not only the eternal Christ, but also the raising of the new self, our new nature that's in Jesus Christ. What we're doing when we put on the new self is we're catching up with reality. Jesus died and rose 2,000 years ago. We're just catching up to an old reality, but a relevant reality, a present reality of the power that we have in the gospel. We are being renewed, Paul says, day by day, being renewed in the image of our Creator. We were created in the image of God, and now we're being recreated and renewed in the image of Christ, who is also our Creator and our Sustainer. In that renewal, Paul says, there is no longer Greek or Jew. There's no longer male nor female. There's no longer slave or free. He mentions some other ethnicities there in the text, but it's that same reality that there's no longer these old distinctions which our old uniforms used to indicate. That you were with one country or one ethnicity or with one class. Paul says those distinctions are no longer helpful. That we should no longer see ourselves as merely by our gender, by our ethnicity, or by our country of origin, but rather as children of God, created in God's image and created in the image, recreated and renewed in the image of Christ. And so we're no longer to identify ourselves by these earthly distinctions. We're no longer to see one another through the lens of these distinctions, but we're to see one another as precious children of God, created in the image of God, and to see one another as believers, as recreated and renewed in the image of Christ. The message of the communities in Japan after the war were, the war is over. The community needs you now as a citizen, something beyond just being a soldier. This was the message over and over again in Japan, but it wasn't enough because many of these former soldiers hadn't gotten that message. They were still wandering in the communities in Japan, and there were even legends of people, soldiers that were still wandering in these foreign countries. For example, in the nation of Guam, there was a Japanese ghost lurking in the jungle. This Japanese soldier, for decades, was terrorizing local villagers. They found out that it was actually a Japanese soldier who hadn't found out that the war had ended, and so was still fighting those battles. They sent people from the community to tell the soldier, the war has ended. You can lay your rifle down. You can change out of your uniform, but they wouldn't listen. They finally sent leaders of Guam into there, and they wouldn't listen. So what Japan had to do was send a delegation to Guam. A commanding officer that soldier knew to say that the war is over. You can come home now. And so in 1972, they sent a commanding officer, and finally, Soichi Yokoi, after 28 years of living out that old identity, finally took on his new identity as a Japanese citizen and returned back to Japan. And he wasn't alone. There was another soldier in the jungles of the Philippines who, after 30 years, finally was contacted by his former commanding officer and returned to Japan. So God does not leave us to fight our old battles in our old uniforms, living our lives by our old self, our old thinking, and our old ways, but he sends his Son from heaven to earth, our commanding officer, the captain of our souls, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He sends his only begotten Son to the earth to tell us the war is over. I have won. I have triumphed. You can come home now. You can be a fruitful citizen. So Jesus comes as our commanding officer, and he triumphs good over evil. Righteousness triumphs over our sin. Life triumphs over death in his resurrection. And so Jesus dispatches the old self. He tells us to lay aside those old garments, those old uniforms and identities, and to take on this new life that we have in Jesus. The war has ended. Christ has triumphed. The world needs your witness. The world needs Christ's love through you. The world needs a better version of ourselves, this new self that we can put on, that we have in Jesus Christ. The best version of ourselves, renewed and recreated in Jesus Christ, to put on this new self for the glory of God and for the good of our neighbor. In the name of Jesus, amen.